Let's do a little pump it or dump it. Got a couple topics. We're either going to pump it up or we're going to toss it. We're going to dump it out of here. And first up, we got your boy.
My guy. The genius.
Bill Belichick. Belichick met with the media yesterday for the first time after the other NFL news of the week. Stephen Ross was suspended and fined $1.5 million. They also got stripped of draft picks because they tampered with Tom Brady while he was with the New England Patriots and when he was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Here is what Bill Belichick had to say when asked about, you know, maybe was it your text to Brian Flores that kind of got this whole thing going? You know, what do you think of the Dolphins tampering with your quarterback back in 2019? Here's Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about that. I'm just trying to have a good training camp here.
Did you have any idea the Dolphins were tampering with your starting quarterback that season?
Yeah, I'm focused on training camp here. That's all in the past.
On to Cincinnati.
You pumping or dumping Bill Belichick, really focused on...
Oh, pumping it all the way up. Because as we've talked about, he practices these things. He looks in the mirror and he gets that droll that
we're really focused on what's happening here at training camp.
Sure, Bill. We already know, man. You got a cat back there, a hairless cat back there in the lair, back at the cape. You're sitting at the table. You put the dog out there for show, but you stroke that hairless cat at home, and we know you're pulling all the strings.
Next on Pump It or Dump It, should Tom Brady be punished for his role?
For his dalliance?
In what happened with the Miami Dolphins. Because, look, this was not a one-time occurrence. For 4 years, Tom Brady loved being finessed.
I was going to say, he's been angling for a minute to be a part owner at Miami.
Okay.
And be involved in that. So
can you really punish an owner for tampering when the person you are contacting wants to be tampered with? You catching where I'm going with this?
It takes two to tango, is what
you're
saying.
It does take two to tango. Tom Brady could have put an end to this.
Especially since we know Tom's got a new cell phone number. So
this is true.
He had to keep him updated with his new number each time.
Tom absolutely loved talking to the Dolphins about this stuff.
And it wasn't over bad pizza either.
So should Tom Brady be punished in any way, shape, or form?
For talking to the Dolphins?
Knowing it's tampering.
No. I don't think... You know why? They've already basically punished Tom Brady for something that he probably shouldn't have been punished for.
Yeah, that's true.
So
Deflategate.
If Deflategate hadn't happened, I would say, yes, go after him. But in this instance,
dumping it,
now you just look like you have a vendetta. Even though that, in that case, certainly did look like a vendetta.
I'm dumping this in the form of Tom Brady. I'm also just dumping it in general because you're telling me tampering doesn't happen all the time? Come on.
Right.
I mean, the NFL...
It's just the level of it.
The NFL even went so far to have something called legalized tampering, like an actual tampering period. They called it that.
Right.
During free agency. Excuse me? You legalized tampering? Make that make sense to me. Of course, somewhere in college, there's a college football coach going, why can't you do that here? Next in Pump It or Dump It, speaking of college football, Nick Saban says that last year was a rebuilding year, Joe. Excuse me?
It absolutely was.
Oh, boy.
They were not hammer-cocking anyone during the season.
They
didn't cover that many games last year.
Yeah.
They did get Georgia in the SEC championship game. And then, obviously, all the injuries to their receivers cost them. Their injuries in the secondary cost them. Listen, I would normally tell you that this would be one of those years in that it's a two-year cycle with Alabama, by the way. I would say to you, year two, okay, they're going to win the national championship. They added a bunch of transfers, Joe. I'm not so sure about this. Now, don't get me wrong. They'll be in the playoff. We know this. But I, as an AP voter, I'm just telling you, I do not have Alabama number one.